Yishalmi Brachos, Daf Chof Beis. The Gemara continues talking about different halachos in the Nogea to Mitzvahs Tefillin. The Gemara says, Tanam Tanina, we learned to the Mishnah. Nashim Avadim, Ptur Mikriya Shema Minat Tefillin. Nashim and Avadim are part from Kriya Shema and from Tefillin. And the Gemara wants to know, Nashim Inayin, where do we know that they're part from Tefillin from? Torah says you teach your children, your sons, not your daughters, which is negated to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And therefore the Gemara Darshins, Eshu Chayev Talmud Torah, Chayev Tefillin. The ones who is Chayev, the person who's obligated in Talmud Torah is the one that's obligated in Tefillin. Noshim Shein Chayevus B'Talmud Torah, and then Chayevus B'Tefillin. Here, the Mefarshim have difficulty understanding what's the Gemara's Kashim Meikara. Because we know mitzvahs hashayit as man grama nashma potter, as the Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin, in Great Arichas, the Sugya there, and the Mishnah there, and Daf Lamed Chav Tesam and Aleph and Lamed in Maseches Kedushin, mitzvahs hashayit as man grama woman a potter from. So therefore, what do we have to learn out this new limit from Nogea to Talmud Torah? And the Gemara there explains, because since we learn out, we have a connection, smikas apsukim, between mezuzah and tefillin. Melech, since the women are mechuyev in mezuzah, they're mechuyev in tefillin as well. You would assume that they're mechuyev as well. So therefore, you have to have a special limud to tell you that they're potter from the mitzvah of tefillin, because it's nogea connected to Talmud Torah. And of course, the question is that why is this any different? Why should it be that we have one makar, one source to tell us the mechuyev in the Nogea to mezuzah, and one source to tell you, as the Gemara dashes out of here, that it's a Nogea to Talmud Torah, because we learn out the smichas of the pasuk lamata mezuzas b'neichem. So why should we pick the limud Torah over the mitzvah of mezuzah? Maybe they should be mechuyev. Why the heckish of tefillin to mezuzah, we don't use them, we follow instead the limud Torah. And again, the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara says in Arichos, there's a Rashi and Tosis, Maseches Kedushin, to explain that the connection is because mezuzah is one pasuk that's connected, the connection to tefillin, and Talmud Torah is two, and therefore we'd rather learn out the connection to Talmud Torah, that the potter, rather than to mezuzah, which they would indicate it would be, which would deduce from there that it would be mechuyev, that they would be mechuyev in it. That's why the Gemara says we learn out from the pasuk of Talmud Torah that they're potter rather than to mezuzah itself. Says the Gemara. There's the Gemara. The Tikkun Gemara says, "Lachar we have a kasha, bin yaraya. Lachar we have a kasha." That it says, "Every Mikol Basha Kushi Haisa Laveshes Tefillin." Mikol Bas Kushi, which is referred to Shaul, was wore tefillin. So you see that she wore tefillin. So if she wore tefillin, then the chayra, the chamid weren't meichin her that she wore tefillin. The chayra, it's a raya that women are mutter in tefillin. Because if it would be, and of course the Mefarshim again ask, why should the Gemara itself as a kasha? Maybe that they're allowed to wear tefillin. What's the raya that she wore tefillin to say that the woman are mechuyev? Maybe that they're not mechuyev, but she was makabel palatzma. She was makmel on herself. She took a chumra on herself. Maybe that's what it is. So Gemara says Ishto Shayona lekas aisa leh logalim, that Ishto Shayona went up to Eile Regel three times a year. Come didn't stop her. So the chayu we see the fact that she was there must be that the mechuyev in tefillin. Because otherwise the Chachamah would stop her, because since she was not a woman, did not have a guf naki, therefore be'etzim should not be allowed to wear. If there would be a chiyuv to wear, so even if she had to be nizid, she doesn't have a guf naki, she only has a guf naki. But if it's the halakha is the potter, it's only a chumrah she took upon herself, the Chachamah should stop her, because since we're choshet, the maybe doesn't have a guf naki, Nashim do not have a guf naki most of the time. And Meila, therefore, they stopped him. They would be stopped from doing so. It's a raya that woman should be potter. That woman should be considered a potter from a tefillin. So the Gemara said, Chizkiya b'shem Ravo said, no, Ishto Shayona hushva. Ishto Shayona actually, Chazal said, no, go back. They turned her back and says that she should not. They did not let her go up to Yerushalayim. And therefore, it should be the Kaira. The same idea would apply over here. Mikol Bash Kushi, Mikol B'yada Kav Netaka was Mikol B'yada, and they protested against her. They stopped her from wearing tefillin. And the fact that they weren't Meicha, as Vice Dice, that therefore Midaraisa it's Aser, they don't wear tefillin, Midarabanan, Rabbanan would Aser from wearing. So in other words, really, she parted from tefillin, because like Talmud Torah, Elamai, she wanted to be Machban Asma, so therefore Chachamim say they would stop her from wearing tefillin because of the fact that she would not be have a Gufnaki. That they would not have a Gufnaki to be parter. They would not be able to come out. They would be loichim achamim. The Gemara says, therefore, the nashim sunkas rishus. We would say that they would consider rishus. The chama would answer her from doing that because of the fact that it's improper to be zerun to the tefillin. So therefore, meila, it must be that therefore in achanami, we would say women are potter, midaraisa are potter from tefillin. So therefore, it would not be a kasha from mikol bashol. To Akasha, to the Psak of the Gemara, of the saying that women are putter from tefillin. Tani we learned to the Brisa, Nicholas Lamerchatz. A person goes into a Merchatz, Malcolm Shabnei Adam, Oimna Levusha, the part where outside the first room where women, where most people dress Levusha, where they dress, where most, we said before yesterday, there are three parts to the base of Merchatz, the outer where everyone comes in dressed, and then they begin to undress. The second, where most people get undressed fully, some people get undressed partially. And the third, which is actually in the actual Merkatz itself, where everyone goes in, Arumim. So the place where people stand mostly clothed in the outermost room, Shemikra Tfilim and Tfilim, you can go ahead to Kriya Shema, and you can dive in there. And so, surely they go ahead and say Shayla Shalom, say Shalom Aleichem to somebody else. Nice in Tfilim. And halakha is also you could go put on tefillin. Pay the tzarek lomad locally akal. So surely say you don't have to go ahead and take off tefillin. If you're allowed to put on tefillin there, surely there's no restriction as far as being able to take off tefillin. That would be in the second, in the outer room. Malcolm Shurub and Adam McGill also owned my room, a place where most people go undressed. However, yet some people don't. So then the Gemara says, the Ensham Shayla Shalom, there's no Shayla Shalom, it's a Glomad Mikra Tefillin, there's no Pesukim, you can't read Shvishma, no Tefillin, you have to take off your Tefillin. It's a Glomad Litain, and surely you can't go ahead and put on Tefillin. Maksasa room and Sasa Levushan, but the middle room, where some are get undressed and some don't, Yesham Shayla Shalom, you're allowed to go say Shalom, Yain Shalom, Lalo, Mikra Tefillin, you don't say Kriyashma Tefillin, and the Chotzvillin, you don't take off Tefillin. And no sin, and surely, Allah, you don't put on Tefillin. So we have these three different places where it's in the gate that Allah says Kriya Shema Tefillin is how far a person has to go to remove himself. So the Gemara says in the first one, Ein Lan Lofshim, Achiyetzim Yosef Shushal Sub Mechatz. When we say that Allah says you can't go ahead, and you can't put on tefillin until you go out of the Merkatz. Not just that outer room, but you have to go away from the whole Merkatz itself. So you see that Allah says you can't go ahead and put on tefillin. So the Chayra, it was Vad Messiah Mahitza by the beginning of Yohanan, Chayra being a Raya. A Raya, Ad Yaakov Tamisa Yelofshim. You see, a lot of go ahead and wear tefillin until the outer, Yaakov bent with the Yaakov Tamisa. Yaakov, who was the manager of the Beis HaMerchatz, until then, he would be in the innermost room. Until you go out from his room, you would not be allowed to go ahead and put on tefillin. So this lechera araya to Rabbi Yitzchak that he would not put on tefillin until he would go out of that room, and he would not be allowed to go ahead and put back on his tefillin until that would be, it says the Pnei Moshe. Until you go out of that part, you would not be able to go ahead and put back the tefillin on into that particular place. You see how careful one has to be. The cover of tefillin, even until remove themselves completely, until away from the innermost room where there's no one being standing there that's not inappropriately dressed. As the Marvaita, the halacha is if the Bein Beis Amerikats that is busy be mosachama, that is active in mosachama, that we use it during the mosachama, ain amarkatzis be mosach shaman. It's a merkatz that's used based on kama, but it's not used based on shaman. What's the halacha in such a case? Are we makmir that you can't go ahead and go in there with your tefillin on, even in the winter when it's not used? In other words, even though to put on your tefillin in a place which is right now not being used, but in the time of the mesach kama, in the summertime it would be used. Is it restricted even in mosak shaman? Amalei merkatz. The Atharish and Machetzis. The Lashon and the Brice is Merkatz, even if it's not being used now. And the Machetzis would not actually being used as a Merkatz. It would be considered Usher as well. As long as it's a place that is sometimes being used, and sometimes people are the Arumim, it would be Usher even a place right now where there's no Arumim. Chayra, the Gemara says, not only that, or Beis Akise, same Allah, Hafish, Emot Soa. Beis Akise is Usher because there's Soa there, because there's waste there. Even if it's a time where the Beis Akise is not being used, and there is no Beis Akise, there's no Tzoa there, still in all, it's Usher for Tefillin, because it's a place which can be used at some time. It's not appropriate for Tefillin. Not appropriate for Tefillin. The Gemara says, Ma'ikva Amar, Ahal Chazir. Similar halach would be, Ma'ikva says, a Chazir, a pig, a Chazir, Beis Akise Mututul Chazir. It's considered as if it's a moving Beis Akise. Since Nefroshim explained that a Chazirah, says the Pnei Moshe, Hex a Chazir, Zeke Beis Akise Mututulu. Since its face is always puts its now its nose always is in soa, it's always in waste, is in excrement. Memela, even though now it's not, but it's like a moving Beis Akise, and you can't read Kriya Shema in front of a chazir, even though right now it's removed from there, there's nothing there. And the Gemara says even if it's solik minaira, even if it's in the pig just came out of a river, washed itself off in a river. And which means that you would think that the excrement is washed off its nose, but still it's still generally removed. It's not a real mechitza meula, says the Haredim. And therefore, we're assuming that there's still tzoa on its nose. Therefore, you can't go ahead and say Kriya Shema or daven in front of it, because we consider it as if it's a moving Beis Akise. Moving Beis Akise. So the Gemara says, you have to remove yourself even from there, even if sometimes it's washed away. The Gemara gives another halacha. Aviona boy, that's a shayla. Ha-tzararin da'agaf yama. Ma, what's the halacha if you have waste that's found on a yama, on the seashore? What's the halacha in such a case? Is it aser saying davening in front of that, it's putting on tefillin or davening in front of the seashore where you find excrement on the waste, the yavasha. Since it's dried up, people go in the bathroom, and it's dried up, it's washed up on the seashore. Do we say the same halakha that it's derek adam lefanos there? Do we say you're allowed to go ahead and daven there in such a place? Does it have a din of it? So what? Does it have a din of a beis akise? So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara Shaila. Do we consider as if it's like a beis akise or not? So Rav Ami Asya, Rav Ami Asya is a doctor, said, a person go ahead, if you move the yam bepilius, if you remove the excrement bepilius, even if you can't see it, aloha, you still can't use it. What does it mean, bepilius? So the Pnei Moshe says it means like a thing you use to cover over the excrement. You have like a shmat that you use to wipe it away, a sadin or a sudorin, that you use something like you have a kerchief that you use for your head, for your nose, and use it to wipe away the excrement. Now look, it's still all, you can't go ahead and use it. You can't go ahead and be somek over there. You can't go ahead and use it. You can't go ahead and use it even though it's no longer removed. Rav Yirmiyahu paskin on this halakha that you can't use it because it's still considered a makom with its soa remains. And you have to separate from there. You have to go a distance of 4 amas away from there. Would not rely on just wiping it away enough to be considered a clean place. You would not use it to mispatel it, and you would have to go ahead and separate yourselves 4 amas away. You wouldn't rely on this. Says the Gemara. This would be halacha of sumik and tefillin of la'ika sumik lo. You have to be marchik dalet amos from any place we have a Beis HaKnise, or a Beis HaMerkatz. You have to be marchik 4 amas away, even if it's clean, even if it's a Mos HaGeshamim, and it's nothing here, even if you wipe, covered it over, still the luck is, you still have to separate yourself from it, make sure that there's no smell, there's no aroma, there's no odor. You'd have to go ahead and separate yourself from there, and this the luck that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Gemara Vayta, more halakhos of covered tefillin. You're allowed to eat a snack with tefillin. You can't go out and eat a sudas keva. What does that mean? Achilas aroi. Says the mefarshim. What's upshat achilas aroi? You can't achilas aroi a temporary like a snack. You're able to go in and do that. Well, why? That you're allowed to do. We're not afraid. You're going to go ahead and maybe in a sudas keva shem yishtacher. Maybe you'll go ahead and you'll eat a suda and you'll drink too much and you get shikur and it'll be a bizayin tefillin. So sudas aroi, we were not afraid shikrus that you're allowed to go ahead and to do that. You're allowed to do. The Rosh says you can't do that because we're afraid you're going to fall asleep and you're going to go ahead and therefore mapiach behem, and an odor will come out of you. But if it's a sudas aroi, that we're not afraid of. Or the shalas, you have sikros, you have kalas rosh, you'll act inappropriately with tefillin. Two different rishonim and the Rambam, what the reason for is why Rambam and the Rosh argue as far as what the concern is of what you're worried about. So therefore, shinas aroi, you can. A shinas keva, we do not allow you to have. Similarly, that's a chila. Same thing with shinas aroi, shinas keva, the same halacha. One is, again, halacha where a shinas keva, we're afraid you'll fall asleep and you'll be mapiach behem, or you'll have act inappropriately, you'll have a herura. So again, in a shinas aroi, yes. In a shinas keva, we do not have a problem, do not avoid, concern yourself, be able to have such a thing. And mamela, you're allowed to go ahead and have a little nap with it, or not a shinas keva. Not a shinas keva, you can't have. That you can't have. Gemara says the halacha would be, in such a case, we allow you to go ahead and to do so. I remember that, again, quoted the other day, I was talking to have Rav Chaim Pinchas Shaimer, Zechon Lavraka, by me, staying by me, and he would wear his tefillin all day, and he would doze off constantly, and it was never a problem taking off his tefillin, because there's always a shinas aroi, even though sometimes he slept a half an hour with the tefillin. He was an older person, and he fell asleep often, but the fact he was sitting up in a sit-up position, that was not called a shinas keva by him, but lying down, when he would lie down, he would move his tefillin away. He wouldn't keep his tefillin in the same place. He would move his tefillin that he wouldn't do, and particularly was mocked, but not to lie down lying down to sleep in a bed, that he wouldn't do during the day with his tefillin on, because that would be a concern about considered shinas keva. But shinas haroi, that he was allowed himself to do, even if it be sleeping longer than half an hour, that would not be a problem. Says the Gemara, Tanei Mevarech Pamakas. The look in the Brisa, a person says Baraka one tefillin one time, is Tanei Shnei Pamim. Sometimes you'd have two Baraka twice. What does that mean? What is it? What are two shitas? The one that says he did a bracha one time, that was good, because Allah says he did a shinas aroi. Well, Allah, we're not afraid. You have to take off your tefillin. You weren't afraid. You weren't mechuyev to take off your tefillin. So therefore, you had a sudas aroi. That was not a problem. You'd have to take off your tefillin. That would be a person who went ahead and had a sudas kavua, or even a shinas keva, and therefore you have to take off your tefillin, and therefore you'd go ahead and have to make a bracha a second time. And the halacha brings down, even if you went ahead and you had a shinas aroi, but you went ahead and you slept a period of time where you lie down, even if you didn't intend to, but you lie down, which means it would be enough of a hefsi, you'd have to take off your tefillin and make another bracha, then you'd have to make another bracha, even if you didn't have that shinas keva, you're still mechuyev, because you put yourself in a position as if you would have to, and therefore you were mechuyev to go ahead and make another bracha. Says the Pnei Moshe, Varuch Shtei Pa'amim, could go in the shock of Yachal Be'al Keva. You didn't mean to, but you forgot it. You ate a keva, Achilas Keva. Then you would have to make another bracha when you put it on, even if you didn't actually have Achilas Keva. Then you would go ahead, you would have to pick another bracha. And the same thing if you had an Asudas Achila, you had a mind to eat a Roi, and you would go ahead, the same halacha would apply, you would go ahead and have to make another bracha a second time. The Gemara gives another halacha. Says, when a person ate a snack, achilas haroi, but tefillin, the halacha would be, if you went ahead and you were masiach das from there, even if you went ahead and it's only achilas haroi, but you're masiach das, the halacha, you think you're mechuyev to make another bracha, kamash malan, Rabbi Yemeo says, enokain, that if it's only achilas haroi, you would not have to make another bracha, That's the way the Haredim learns the Pshat in the Gemara. You would not have to make another bracha, even if you Masir Dasmid, as long as you did not differentiate and you didn't go beyond Achilas Haroi, then halakha would be you would not have to make another bracha. We pass in that way the halakha. Says the Gemara, another halakha. A person should not go into a Beis HaMayim. Usfarav a tefillah biyadam, and to his, with his tefillin or his sfarav in his hand. What is a Beis HaMayim? So the Pei Moshe learns a Beis HaMayim refers to a place shemashtinim mayim, a place where you only go to latrine, only where you go into urinate. That you would not be able, a person should not go in with your tefillin biyadav. That you should not do. The question is why not? If you go ahead and if you learn like the other mefarshim that say it's, in other words, the which means like this, in other words, if you're going there wearing tefillin, we'll see the Gemara's going to have a ma'aser of Yochanan, they went in, that you're allowed to go in. L'chara of Zira, B'shem of Yom, says, look, you're not allowed to go in, even urinate, you weren't allowed to go in with your tefillin, even just to a makom, you'd be mashed in. The Sefer Haredim learns, like the other Rishonim, Beis HaMayim doesn't mean a place just for mash to urinate, but rather Beis HaKisei. It means a Beis HaKisei where you actually could go in a bathroom where you can actually also have a place where you're able to go to the bathroom regularly. Then you can't go in with your tefillin. So Rav Yirmiyahu would not go in with his tefillin. That lechera wouldn't be a chiddush according to the Haredim. You're not going to go into a place Beis HaMayim, as far as tefillin b'yado, to a Beis HaKisei, you can't go in. Even if you're only going in to urinate, you still can't go in. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kad hav sifra biyade." When he had a book in his hand, a sefer in his hand, have a yozav lechav lechav. When he would go in to give it to someone else before he went into the Beis HaMayim, kavino beit tefillin alayu, but he would have his tefillin on him. Have a karbon. He would remain with his tefillin even when he went into the Beis HaMayim. He would go ahead and go in, which he held that you're allowed to go in, as the Bnei Moshe says. He held Yochanan, you're allowed to go in and to be mashed in into a latrine where you're going in to use it just to urinate. You're allowed to go in. And wear your tefillin, according by now, while you're wearing your tefillin. Sfarim, he would take off, he would give to somebody to hold. He would not go in with a sefer in there. But as far as his, that he would, but just to urinate himself, you're allowed to go in. Now, if that's so that Pnei Moshe explains why he went in, why you allowed himself to go in there, because you're allowed to be mashed in. It's not a problem. Why would Rabbi Yirmiyahu hold you cannot go in, even to adjust the Beis HaMayim, the way Pnei Moshe explains? Because since we're afraid that maybe you will come to go to the bathroom as well, you'll be able to come to move your bowels as well. Therefore, he would not go in into that place, even with his tefillin, Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yochanan was not afraid of that, and he would go in. According to the Haredim, it's understandable why you wouldn't go in, because it is a Beis HaKisei Shalem, that you would not go in there. Rav Yochanan said, I could go in just to urinate. But the Rav Yirmiyahu wouldn't go in because it's a basic kisei. We're afraid that maybe you would come to go ahead and to be able to be mashed. Just want to point out again a halacha of a ma'aser Rav, when Rav Shaimi would buy me, and he would be with Talos and Tefillin during the day, he would go into the bathroom and urinate with his Tefillin on. Why? Because he had the door open ajar a little bit, and somebody would be outside, a shomer. And the reason why the cheshmer was is that since he would not go in to use the bathroom to move his bowels, if someone would be outside and the door would be a little ajar, a person wouldn't do that. So it was a protection, a shomer, that he wouldn't do that, and therefore he would be allowed to go in and be mashed in, according to the shita Rav Yochanan, which is the halacha be paskin like that according to many shitas, the Mr. Brewer Barichas there, the Ber Halacha. That would be considered allowed to do that because it would not be, we're not afraid, Shema Yapiyapim, we wouldn't be afraid that maybe you're going to go and use it and move your bowels because a person wouldn't do that if you have a Shomer. We don't have such a thing, so therefore we do not do such a thing, and we remove our tefillin before we go in, even into just to be mashed in. A person goes in, he's davening, and he has to be mashed in, we take off our tefillin before we go in into the bathroom, even if it's just a place to go in just to urinate, just a latrine, even that we would take off our tefillin. Gemara says, but we have two shittas in the Gemara, how we would know it between Rav Yochanan and between Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara. Another halacha. Gemara says, "Basisa p'tigra Rabbi Yirmiyo, nichos adam beis hamayim tefillin b'biyata." We have a halacha with her. We have a raya, a kasha, and Rabbi Yirmiyo. You see, a person can go in to a place where you're going in to be mashed. You like go into svarim b'tefillin b'biyata. So why do you have to take it off? So I'm Rav Zira, no lema kama Rabbi Yirmiyo. It's not a stira. One place where he will still have time to put on his tefillin afterwards, and one place where he would not. When it's halakas, you won't be able to put on tefillin afterwards, then of course you have to take them off, because there's no mitzvah afterwards, because it's already the zman, the end of the day. But where you still have time to wear tefillin, still in the middle of the day, then halakas, you're allowed to keep your tefillin on. I'll bring you a raya, mitzvah the Lord is born. Gemara says, what's the svar? Because if halakha, you won't be able to wear your tefillin afterwards, the zman of the tefillin is the end, it's already the end of the day, why should it be allowed you to wear your tefillin in the Beis HaKiseh, the mevasa them, when there's no mitzvah afterwards? So why would they even go through the bizayon of the tefillin if you can't have the mitzvah afterwards? So therefore, the chayra, that's the nafkamina. When the halakha is, it says you have to take them off, is when there's no other time to wear tefillin. But when it's when you're allowed to go on with them, you're allowed to go in with them, is when there's still time left to go ahead and be able to mekayim the mitzvah. And therefore, that's why he went in together with the tefillin. So it's not a stira into the shita of Yochanan that he went in with the talit tefillin. Says the Gemara, beginning to, he used to go ahead, a person go into the bathroom, they would take off their tefillin and give it to someone to hold outside the tefillin. And then Gemara said, then what happened? Sometimes someone would take the tefillin and run away. The person would run away from the tefillin. He would go, they'd take the tefillin and leave and run and go and steal the tefillin. Gemara says, therefore he said, no, don't you have to take them off and give them to anybody anymore, but take them off in Bukhar and put them into the Bukhar and to the side. There were holes in the walls outside the Beis HaKiseh. When you put them in those walls, you stick them in the walls over there, so you don't have to trust someone to take them and hold on to them. And you put them into the wall, holes in the wall, that would be enough sufficient to be shown with them. But this way it would be covered for the fill. You would take them off before you go in into the bathroom. So the Gemara says, the Kashiro Samaisa, then came that Maisa, and then the Skinu Shalay Adam Nikas Baham Yado, who tell a person to go into the basic knees and put it in, and hold it on in your hand. What was the Maisa? This is the Maisa the Gemara brought down the Gemara brought down Nogea to the Sugya by the Tefillin. The Gemara brought down, and Bavle, a terrible Maisa, that the Gemara has a Maisa where a Talmud took off his tefillin, Talmud Echa took off his tefillin, put it into the holes in the Beis HaKiseh, and a zona came by, a harlot came by, took out the tefillin from the wall, went into the Beis Medrash and said, look, this person gave me, such and such a person gave me his tefillin to hold as payment for Maisa's Nus, which of course wasn't true. When the Talmud came out and heard what this woman did, he was so embarrassed, mortified, he went into the roof and he jumped off the roof and he died. So when they heard that, the Masakin person should go into the Beis HaKiseh with the tefillin in his hand, the beged, wrapped in a beged, and a niklas, and you can go in with the tefillin at all. In order there should be, such a terrible mice like this shouldn't happen again, and therefore they went in, we allowed you to go in, it was such a place to go in with the tefillin in your hand. So that was how we were knowing to go in the tefillin, why they were masakin to go into tefillin into the bathroom together. Now, the Gemara says, even that's only a heter, only in certain circumstances. Yaakov Achav B'Shem Mezira Amal Shehebi Yom Kedei Levash. Only again, there's enough time in the day, it's still to Mekai Mitzvah Tefillin. If there's no more time, it's the end of the day, there's no more Mitzvah Tefillin, also you can't go in, because then why should you Mevazah the Tefillin? Why, like the Gemara says, the mitzvah kalavet boinu. You're not going to perform the mitzvah anyway later because there's no mazman tefillin. Lama buzla, why should you be mazir the tefillin? Therefore, we didn't allow you to do that. And even in the heter, wrapping the tefillin in a beged and taking them with you would only be at the time, only when it's still an opportunity to do the mitzvah. Otherwise, we would not allow you to go ahead and to do the mitzvah in such a way to mazir the tefillin. Gemara says, then Moshe benosan aliman. Moshe said, you carry the tefillin matam. When you carry the tefillin, you beg, and when we allowed you to do that, there's still time to do that. Moshe says, you go ahead and you do so. You should carry it in and put it connected your lave. Matam shvisa yeshem lenegitamin. It should be considered. In other words, you put it near your heart so that to be covered for the tefillin, be like a in such a place will be connected Hashem. Will be somehow connected your heart. It'll be somehow in a way of covered for the tefillin to put it connected shvisa shama negi tomid, connected your heart. It'll be a way to protect the tefillin, give him some kind of extra kavod to do so. Put it in such a way and alibo nostim alibo, put on your heart, and that would be the proper way to do tefillin in a time in the oifen where we allow you to take your tefillin in. Is to do that. We today we do not do that, and the. And we do not do that, and we allow a person to go ahead and to do so, and tefillin, and to put it in such a way, protect yourself in a person's protection, to be able to protect your tefillin in such a way where you should not be able to tefillin. I just remember somebody once asked me, I was at the airport, and I met somebody, and on the plane, he came over, says he was looking for a firm person, because he was going with his... overnight, and he had his carry-on luggage, and he had his tefillin in there, and he didn't want to go into the bathroom with it, his tefillin, so we left it outside in the hallway, and they came and they took it, they confiscated it, and they put it away as a package left unattended, and they wanted to destroy his whole hand luggage. And he asked me, "What hetter do I have?" The answer was going into the Beis Akise. When it's wrapped in a tefillin bag, wrapped in a suitcase, kisui b'shevesel kisui, in our basic kisei, which are not the look of a basic kisei the way in the time of Chazal, you have a terem. That's the better way to do that than to put it into a situation and leave it outside where it could be destroyed, be zayon outside, treated improperly or stolen by someone. Clearly is not the proper way to do so. A person that should be kochma in a berosho to do the proper thing. So here the Gemara gave you eitzes, put it in the hole and the hole outside, but that wasn't good because of what the Bais said had happened. So we tell you, wrap it in a baguette and put it connected to your heart and do what you have to do the proper way to conduct yourselves when it comes to taking care of the tefillin. Last halacha, the Gemara says, Tana to learn to the Braisa, Kol Shein HaKalisha Ba'al Kanafayim. We learned in the Braisa, Kol Shein HaKalisha Ba'al Kanafayim. Whoever does not have, be able to keep the tefillin, like Kalisha, like the Lisha Ba'al Kanafayim, Mala Yibash Tefillin, shouldn't wear tefillin. What is that referring to? Gemara discusses, Masechta Shabbos, a person who was makbid on the mitzvah tefillin, he was a gzeiros in the Rome, he can't wear tefillin, and he wanted to wear tefillin. Anyway, he wore it. And then he was walking the street, and a Roman officer saw him, was chasing after him, to be caught, to be killed. He took it off while he was running, and then he caught him, and he was wrapped in his hand. He said, "What's in your hand?" And he said, I have dove's wings in my hands. And when they opened it up, a miracle came, and the birds flew out. So Gemara referred to him, and this happened because of his makpada, in putting on tefillin, because Elisha Ba'kanafayim called him Elisha Ba'kanafayim. So a person who has no guf naki like Elisha Ba'kanafayim, a person like that should not wear tefillin all day, unless you have someone like that. Now, of course, what does that mean? How do we know that he had a guf naki? A person who was zoka to have a miracle like that, and Nez Goli happened to him, must be a person who was makbid on Nikios by tefillin. They should have a guf naki. And Mela, unless a person like that should not wear tefillin. Of course, nobody's like that. Who could be a person to be guaranteed gufnaki? Therefore, the halacha is the vetos of paskins. That's the halacha of why we paskin, of our halacha, Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim, and Chava paskins. We only wear tefillin in the morning during chakras, because since we're not somebody who could be nizar, to have our body gufnaki, galisha, bakanafayim, that level of nikios the entire day. Therefore, that's the basis of our halacha, why we do not wear tefillin all day. We wear tefillin only bisman that we daven shakras. And I want to say that I've seen many, many gedolim where I've been at their homes, Rav Yashav and Rav Chaim Kanievsky and many others who are clearly, their kavanas were always in the highest level of the learning Torah, Yom Valaya, without stop. And I saw them right after davening shakras, they took off their tefillin, even though they sat down right there to learn. And they were learning without a hefzik for a good part of the day, without a stop. Yet, because they took off their tefillin, tefillin was only to wear bisman tefillah, they were not makbid to it. So surely, a person who is, most of us who are not in that level, that's why it comes, the halacha is that to wear tefillin only bisman kashakris, that's the proper way of how to be noeg, like Beit Tosa says in Bavli. The Gemara comes out over here.